For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Although September was National Suicide Prevention Month, it's October when South Carolina takes action to call attention to a serious problem in the state through a series of walks to raise awareness about preventing suicide. According to Helen Pridgen, statewide director of AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 838 South Carolinians were lost to suicide in 2017. She said the state's numbers are similar to national statistics.
Our state rank is like 26 in the country, but suicide ranks 10th as a leading cause of death, and South Carolina ranks 10th in the nation as well. And for young people, 15 to 34, it's second in the United States. It's second here as well.
Pridgen said the most common method of suicide, both statewide and nationally, is a familiar suspect.
In the nation, over 50% of people who die by suicide use a firearm. In South Carolina, over 60%, and among veterans, over 70%. AFSP has a bold goal to reduce suicide 20% by 2025.
The Out of the Darkness walks will take place throughout South Carolina in October and early November. AFSP board member Jenny Morales became familiar with the foundation through the walk after she lost her daughter to suicide.
I was feeling very alone, like I was the only one that was dealing with this type of loss. And I attended the walk for the first time in 2012 and was just overwhelmed with the amount of families and friends and supporters that had all been touched by suicide. And it was very comforting to know that I wasn't alone.
Now Morales seeks to help others prevent suicide among their friends and loved ones. She listed some signs that a person might be considering ending his life.
If they actually speak of killing themselves, feeling of hopelessness, having no reason to live, or maybe feeling like they're being a burden to others, feeling trapped or unbearable pain, some will actually start giving away belongings. So if you notice any of these signs, guide them to help. To a therapist if they're at school, speak to a counselor, speak to a parent, but definitely take it seriously.
One factor common to many suicides mentioned by Morales was echoed by Pridgen, hopelessness.
You can have a sense of helplessness and hopelessness, a feeling that things just aren't going to get better, but that's just not true. Things can change, and if you can get beyond that crisis, a lot of times things can look quite different.
Morales said communication can help prevent suicide, but broaching the subject can be difficult.
Approaching someone about their potential thoughts of suicide is a touchy conversation, of course. But sometimes it's as simple as asking someone how they're doing, how they're feeling, have they had any thoughts of harming themselves. And sometimes people will speak up. And if not, you know, just stay in constant communication with them. Check on them.
There are services available to those who are struggling, Pridgen said. But on a human level, there are basic things that people can do to help.
Something we can all do that does not require research is that we're kind to each other, that we slow down in taking time for that person who's sitting next to you and not letting them know they're cared about and they're valued.
Pridgen said it's critical to be aware of what a friend or family member is going through and to talk to that person, provide support, and let him or her know that there is hope. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.